That's a silly question to ask.
Why do you want to know all that stuff?
Well, I want to know how you pronounced through.
I'd say throw.
Uh-huh. Now, over in eastern Oklahoma, quite frequently, this will come out tho. Now, I noticed Olin Reed had some of this pronunciation.
That's
through. Not much R there at all. But, of course, I can't say now. Do you say through or do you say through?
Through would be go through something, and throw is to throw a rock.
If someone came up and asked that to me, I'd be sure he was a nut. Now, if you don't see it splash in this pond, and the fellow says, did it go part way across? You say, no, it didn't go part way across. It went...
Sometimes you throw a rock out on it, it'll skip, you know, and just hit the top of the water and skip to the top.
Well, if this didn't touch the pond at all, but just went from one side way over to the other.
Well, you say it sunk or hit bottom.
Uh-huh. And where are you now? You're not downtown, you're...
You're in my home, Mangum.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if you'd say I'm not downtown, I'm
back here in my office and bedroom.
Uh-huh. If someone is coming this way, you say he's not going away from me, he's coming...
Toward me.
Uh-huh. Think this is totally nutty? It's different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
If you went downtown and you weren't expecting to see anybody there, but that was an old friend, and you came home and someone said, did you plan to meet him there? You'd say, no, I didn't plan to meet him, I just...
Run into him.
Uh-huh. And if a father is named, Vespucius, and his son is named Vespucius,
Junior?
Yeah, you'd say, they named his son...
After his father.
Uh-huh. That's a hard one to ask, too. And let's see, what kind of pets did you have out on the ranch?
Oh, they, I got some buffalo, and I got some longhorn cattle, and I got some quarter horses, and I got a chihuahua dog. That's about all.
Chihuahua and a buffalo.
Yeah.
Do you have any cats?
Well, we did have some. I think the cows caught them.
Is that right?
Yeah, they'll catch them.
Huh.
I haven't seen a cat up there in a good while.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, these coyotes are awful.
Huh. What do you, did you used to hunt coyotes?
Oh, yeah.
Have hounds for it?
Yeah, it was hounds. And then they'd try to trap them. Put out cyanide bombs, kill them.
Those are dangerous things.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people running with dogs now. I know a boy that's caught nearly 100 coyotes this winter. So
my goodness.
Yeah.
You must be out most of them.
Well, he does. I think that's about all he does. He's got a bunch of dogs.
Uh-huh. What would you tell your dog if you wanted him to attack another dog, for example?
Yeah, say, sig him.
And if you want him to come to you?
Come here.
A dog that's not a purebred or anything, just dog, you say, is a...
Oh, he's a... Oh, I know what you mean, like... Can't think of it now. I can't think of the word.
Here we go.
Cur.
Cur?
He's a cur.
And if two dogs are fighting and you see someone going to reach in there and pull them apart, you say, be careful, don't get your